these ladies playing the instruments can stay up with me. They're doing good, right? A little bit jerky and shaky this morning, but I feel better about it. You know, when you... Amen. 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 Where could I go but to the Lord? Feel better about that when God lays something on me. I dreaded this. Am I still pastor? Amen. That's a good thing because I'm not much singer, but I like to praise God, and I will be obedient. If he'd have told me to turn flips down the aisle, I'd still be after it. I'd be trying the best I could. Let's look at the Word of God this morning. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, going to start in verse 24. We're going to talk about opportunity. There's many times God presents us with opportunities in life that we can be a light, we can be a help, we can be a strength, possibly to someone else, one of our loved ones. And there's sometimes we pass the opportunity. We're also going to talk about opportunity, about the door being opened. And I want to be very plain about this. I talk to a lot of people at a lot of different times, and they tell me, oh, well, one of these days I'm going to turn to the Lord, and one of these days I'm going to be saved. One of these days I'm going to get things right. One of these days I'm going to get in church when I decide. Well, I want everybody to understand that that's a lie coming straight from the pits of hell. That ought to smell like smoke. The Word of God in chapter 6, St. John chapter 6, verse 44, is very plainly, it said, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And so we begin to see about opportunity and time when God directs and when God calls us to come to him. All these people that are waiting and saying, I'm going to do it when I get ready, I'm going to tell you, they've got a problem. They've got a big time problem, because it's not about when they get ready, it's when God calls. And so let's talk about doors this morning. Let's talk about opportunities. Let's talk about the way to the kingdom of heaven. If you read prior to this in the book of St. Luke, he talks about the kingdom and compares it to several different things as a grain of mustard seed. He compares it to a leaven that's hidden a measure of meal, and it puts everything leaven. And he starts telling them about the kingdom of God, that they might have a desire to go there. Amen. And so we begin thinking about this morning. Jesus tells them about the kingdom. Jesus tells them about heaven, that they might have a desire to want to go there. Maybe we need to get the word out that there is a heaven and it's a grand place that people would want to go there, right? I deal with people all the time that don't really seem to matter to them. They think this life is all there is. Well, I'm thankful this morning I serve a God. I've got more than you see today. I've got better to come than we have today. Amen. I'm going to have an eternal life because of the grace of God through the cross and Jesus Christ dying. In St. Luke chapter 13, verse 24 says, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Amen. Straight and direct from the Word of God, talking about strive to enter in at the straight gate. It said, I say, and there's many that's going to seek and not be able. And we want to talk about able this morning. You know, if you're able to do this and able to do that. Earlier, Mark said, talking about John's birthday, he said, are you able? Amen. And John stood to his feet, answered the call. Now, I'm using him just a little bit. I knew he could get up, didn't y'all? I didn't have no doubt that he's a working man. He stayed busy all the time. But he was able to stand to his feet for us to sing happy birthday to him. Now, we're going to talk about this morning, are you going to be able to enter the kingdom of heaven? Are you going to be able to enter the kingdom of God? And there's certain things we're going to need to qualify us for that. So let's talk about very quickly. Verse 25, and when the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know not whence ye are. I know not whence ye are. Can you imagine this situation? People standing outside the door, knocking, trying to get into the kingdom, into the heaven, and they're not going to be able to get in. The door is going to be closed. It said when he had shut the door, when he has shut the door. So let's talk about door of opportunity just for a few minutes. God has directed you this way to worship and praise him. God may have directed you this way today, that you hear the word of God, that it be applied by the Holy Spirit, that you come acceptable to be qualified to enter into the kingdom of God. I'm thinking about somebody here needs to hear the message. Amen. I had a quiet time this morning. I had a talk with God. That's not unnormal. I sat down and I communed with him for a while, sitting right up here on this bench, listening to the water running the baptistry, and I communed with God, and he said, there will be somebody here today that needs to hear the message of opportunity. Now, there's might be times before you've heard the message and refused. There may be times before you've heard the word of God and didn't accept it. Well, I want to tell you, there's an opportunity open this morning for you before the door is shut. Now, there's going to be a closing of the door, and then you're not going to get in. And so let's talk about this morning the opportunities and times that you've passed before that today might be opened again to you. And we talked about it very early. You've sat there and you're thinking, well, one day I'm going to get saved. One day I'm going to determine and live for the Lord. One day I'm going to become part of a church. And these things have been put off. Have been passed over. And you know, in your mind, the devil's telling you, that's okay when you decide, but it's not on your decision and not your time. The verse I quoted earlier, it still applies. It stands in effect every day. No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Without that drawing power, the Holy Spirit of God, you're not going to. You're not going to be able to, but it's going to take that power of God that's going to draw you down to bring you to a place that you qualify for the kingdom of heaven. I'd like to know everybody qualified, wouldn't you? But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he will say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. All you workers of iniquity. And so it starts to relate to people that had been around Jesus. It said they had ate with him, they had drank with him, they had heard him testify and share the gospel in the streets, but they had never accepted him as Lord and Savior. And he starts making it very plain. He said, I don't know you. He said, well, we've been around you all this time. And I think about so many situations that I've saw in life where people have been in church all their life, but they never received Jesus Christ. Church won't get you into the kingdom. Church won't get you to heaven. It's a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's what it takes. And these people said, Lord, we've been around you. We've saw you. We've ate with you. We've drank with you. He said, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And so we come to walking on kind of dangerous ground when people think, well, just because I know who he is and just because I know what he was, I'm good. You have to accept him as Lord and Savior. You have to recognize him as the Son of God. I believe you need to understand he died for your sins and the sins of the whole world. Then shall he begin to say, but he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence ye are. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourself thrust out. Weeping, gnashing of teeth. You know, I like to see everybody happy, don't you? Don't you like to be in a group that everybody's happy and everybody's content and everybody's filled with the joy? That's going to be a sad day when we sit and see some of our loved ones weeping and gnashing teeth because they've been cast out. They've been thrust out of the kingdom of God because of their unbelief. That's what happens in it. Unbelief. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are the last which shall be first, and there are the first which shall be last. And so the order is given. and coming from north, south, east, and west, everybody to sit down in the kingdom. But there's also going to be those that's going to be thrust out. This may be your day and your time to be obedient to God. Obedience makes you feel better. I'm telling you, obedience makes you feel real good to go away and think, I did what God asked me to do. God called, I answered. Look over to St. Luke just for a few minutes. St. Luke chapter 9. St. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. Brother Don, standing testifying about the world and so many things to lead away our children from the way of God. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the way it is. The devil's got all kind of stuff to lead them away, to take them somewhere else instead of God's house and God's service. And we need to be praying for our children, but we also need to be praying for adults. Now, there's still a lot of adults that hadn't got it yet. I mean, they just hadn't fully understood that when you become a child of God, you have a responsibility, amen, to serve God, to worship God, to praise God. Put away some of the things of the world. Put away some of the things of your desire and have the desire of God dwelling in your heart. There's some people just hadn't got it. It's evident. In verse 23, St. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. I love that he put the daily in it, right? That it's a daily thing. It's not a one time a week. It's not one service on Sunday morning and the rest of it's my time. But it's God's time every day. He said, let him take up his cross, deny himself and follow me. Daily, follow me. Now, I want to know if we came around this tonight or this morning and took a poll and asked you and you were truthful about it, have you took up the cross of Jesus? Amen. Are you bearing the cross of Jesus in a daily manner? Or is it just something you do in pretense and every now and then? Daily. A cross to bear. Some people just haven't got it. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And so we're talking about losing life. We're talking about dedicating it to God. We're talking about giving it up and say, Lord, just take what I am and use what you can of it. Help me to do the best I can. And whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall save it. We're talking about qualities and qualifications for the kingdom of heaven that's still to come. And it goes on in detail. It said, for what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? It puts us in a mind of priorities in our life, what's important. Is it more important to us to have riches and wealth and whatever you want to list in that? Or is it better to have the peace of God knowing that we've got a place in the kingdom of heaven? Now that's what it comes down to. It said, what if you gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What's the most important? What's our priorities in life? God wants to know if we're willing to lose our life for him. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. And so we talked about being ashamed. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Now, that's in another scripture, but I can tell you. And it talks about when he comes into his glory, are we going to be ashamed of him? Sometimes we just don't get it. We're saved by the grace of God through his love, through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, that we might have a new life. Amen. That we may have new life, that we serve and follow the Lord. When we think we've met our obligation by showing up one time a week at church, you've been deceived. You've been deceived. And you think, well, he's talking about Sunday and Wednesday. Well, I can talk about Sunday and Wednesday, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about every day. I'm not just talking about three church meetings a week. But oh, by the way, while we're in that frame of mind, what are the 168 hours a week? 168 hours in a week? We have church about 4 hours. Sunday school, church Sunday morning, church Sunday night, church Wednesday night. About 4 hours a week out of 168. That ain't much, is it? That ain't much, is it? 4 hours. But let's talk about also every day. Have we truly took up the cross and following Jesus every day? You take the cross to work with you, it sets you apart. You take the cross to school with you, it sets you apart. Because everybody's not carrying a cross. But everybody's not of the world to come. A lot of them still of this world. But as we go through this today, I want to tell you there's an opportunity. God has knocked on somebody's heart. Now you may try to go somewhere else and do something different. But as the song said, where could I go but to the Lord? That's the only hope you've got. That's the only peace if you want to be in the kingdom of heaven. Where could I go to the Lord? Let's have a verse of song. We'll close it out. Short and sweet this morning. As they're coming, you stand to your feet. You stand to your feet and say, as they're coming up, have a verse of song. It don't take music to move people. The Word of God moves them. Word of God moves them. I'm also going to open the doors of New Salem Baptist Church. We receive members by letter, forthcoming letter of baptism. In certain circumstances, by statement, God's directed you to be part of the church. This might be the day. Do it while the Lord's leading you. Do it while God's leading you. If you try to wait on your own, it may be too late. While the Lord's leading you. First, Greg, I don't believe God's through working with these folks yet. Appreciate y'all standing in the gap when there's a need. Somebody needs to step up, right? Lord willing, we'll talk some about that this morning, about when there's a need, somebody will step up. That'll be tonight, possibly. God directs that way. Don't change my mind. Sometimes I get all these things planned up, what I'm going to do, and then God changes it. You know why he does that? Not give me notice. Because if I get too much of myself in it, I'll mess it up. It needs to be his word and his way. Amen. Good to see everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. Continue to pray for all of our sick folks. We got a lot of people sick, down and out, and they got problems. We could spend a long time just praying for each other, couldn't we? And then find time to pray for the lost and dying world, pray for our kids, as Brother Don said. Amen. I thought we better. What time is it, Tommy? 22. Amen. So y'all remember, next time I run over, you owe me this. Put it on my account. Amen. If I run over one Sunday, you can say, okay, we're paying back that 20 minutes. No, in reality, what we're doing with, I was afraid y'all are smelling the chicken at Bees and going to run out the side door on me. Got a group going to Bees for lunch right after service. Y'all pray for them that they don't overeat. Should I preach on gluttony? Should I preach a little bit to Melvin? All right, so we're going to get them out on time and they can get started on their way. See y'all back tonight. Any word, anything before we dismiss?
We're
having a baptism tonight. Amen. Got the water running. Anybody want to bring an ice cube? Put her in there. Got the water baptistry filled up. Got a baptism tonight. Let me put it this way. You know, when eunuch came to Philip and said, what would hinder me from being baptized? He said, well, here's water. Amen. It was convenient. So it'd be convenient tonight if you're not baptized into the body of Christ. Here's the water. Amen. And you can be first, and we'll make Tony be second or last or whatever, or third or fifth or sixth. But you think about that and pray about it. If God don't lead it, you don't need to do it. If I could talk you into it, it ain't worth a dime. But if God leads it for you to be baptized into the body of Christ, when you're saved, you went into Christ. And when you're, or he came into you. And when you're baptized, you go into Christ. So you think about it tonight. If it's your turn for baptism, bring it on. We'll be ready. Anything else? Dennis dismisses the prayer.